You know, I had so many dreams about being a part of this program. I mentioned before that I'd been on campus and been around college, you know, Carolina basketball since I was 4 years old. I also went to Coach Smith's camp for 9 years straight. My father said, you can go to one basketball camp every summer. And I decided I wanted to go to Coach Smith's camp. So, I was every summer, once a week, I was over at Granville Towers and going to camp. And, you know, very few times you dream about something, and then when you're able to experience it, it's far better than what you dreamed. And that's what happened here at Carolina. And, you know, before you mentioned about recruiting, that's one of the things that I tell the recruits, whether they come to Carolina or someplace else, I want them to have the same experience that I had in college. Mm-hmm. I want them to look back on their time and pick Carolina again. I would. I would pick Carolina again at 43 years old. And just the experience of being a part of this university. The only thing, I have stuff, pictures in our office, but the thing that I'm most proud of is my degree. And so to be able to come here and get an education, get my degree in criminal justice, and then be around Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge for 4 years, I can't tell you the impact that it's had on my life. Everyone knows in terms of, practice plans, we all come together and we have an offensive and defensive emphasis of the day and then a thought of the day. I give my kids, before they go to school, do you guys look at them? I write you guys notes and I give you a little thought of the day and put it in your lunch boxes every day. But, that's not something that I made up. Those are things that I got from Coach Smith. I mean, the 4 years that I was at Carolina, Coach Smith and Coach Guthridge never used profanity. So what a great lesson as an 18-year-old kid to show that you can communicate in such a way. So the impact that I had here at North Carolina is not just about basketball. It changed my life. It's put me in a direction to try to be the best husband and father, the best coach, the best person that I can be. And when I talk to the recruits, I want them to have the same experience, and I want them to have it here. But that's one of the things that I tell all the recruits. I want them to have the same experience in college that I had.